I mean, young guys, you know. Like there's one, I think the company's name is Jupiter of X here in Germany. They just released, I think, a new model of the Sun T.
Model T, that's a great old amp, yeah.
Yeah, and they really, I think they did a great job, but that's it. I mean, that's not entirely it. There are others, of course, but they're not many. And do you have the impression as well? I don't know how it is in Los Angeles and California and on Seattle, San Francisco. Is new blood on the horizon? Is there something happening?
Well, you know,
no.
I think there will always be guys and hopefully girls someday that will be interested in building this stuff and designing it and tinkering with it. But I don't see quite as much going on as I did maybe, say, 15 years ago, for example.
15 years ago. All right.
I think part of the problem is it's hard to do. I mean, it's one thing to design an amp and build something on your kitchen table and, you know, maybe build a couple more for your buddies or something. But to ramp something up and put it into production and be able to build it with quality at that level. I mean, you can always design something and take it overseas and have it made in China or something, but you know, it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah.
So to truly build a hand built, you know, craftsman built amplifier in America or even in Europe, I would imagine. Again, I don't know the economics of Europe very well, so I don't know how hard it is to do these things there. But over here, it's getting increasingly difficult to do that. And that's why a company like Boutique Amps is actually in a very unique and awesome position, because what Avi, the owner of Boutique, has done is he's created an umbrella which has a bunch of amp brands all under one roof, which helps make it more cost effective for manufacturing, so you can still build at a really high quality level and yet keep the thing priced at a place to where people can actually afford them.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, an SLO-100 is not an inexpensive amplifier, but if it weren't built the way it's built today, it would even cost more, because it's an economy of numbers kind of deal. So, so I'd like to encourage as many designers and want to be electronics tinkerers to get out there and you know, put their hands on something and build something. Maybe, you know, take it to a company like Boutique and go, hey, can you make these things and get them into the public? But, you know, I think I've also noticed that, again, because it's sort of like the way music is played and recorded and everything else nowadays, home recording studios don't really have room for 20 100 watt amp stacks against one wall. And you don't have a room that's, you know, 1,000 square feet that you can place 10 microphones in to record 100 watt amp at full volume. And so I think just the whole way that music is recorded and distributed is having some effect on what the equipment itself is manifesting itself like. So, but I think vacuum tube amps will always be valid and always have, you know, there's something very visceral about playing one. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I've heard some incredible modeling amps. I mean, stuff that on recordings, I can't really hear the difference. I mean, they're that good.
Yeah.
But it's different than when you're actually standing in front of the amp playing it, because, man, there's just something that's when you're in the room with the amps and you smell the tubes and they're hot. And
I completely agree. I mean, listening, there's some, I mean, Fractal Audio is one name that comes to mind, or here in Germany, Kemper. They do really good stuff. And if it's produced well, it's actually really sometimes hard to tell the difference. But when you're playing it, it's an entirely different ordeal.
That's right. It's a feel thing. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, really. You can record a riff with the Camper, and you can record the riff with a real amp, and you have, but you can make both things sound kind of the same on the record. But if you're standing,
exactly,
as you mentioned, if you're standing in front of the thing, it's entirely different. I personally, I've used Camper. I've worked with Camper, and sometimes I record with it, but I'm so much more like, I prefer my Mesa Boogie. I prefer the Soldano. I prefer all these things, you know. I mean, it's really a question of how it feels when you play it. And more people, I'm afraid, I'm not trying to be pessimistic or anything, but I'm just scared that this is getting kind of lost. Like, people are just interested in the outcome of the production, you know. And it's just, look at me and my home studio and what I'm building here and creating. And yeah, the authenticity is, it's a complicated topic, and I don't want to make any rash statements, but I really hope it continues and people will continue to build. It's my
little. I think it will.
Yeah,
I think it will, because it'll continue just in the same way that there are some really hardcore guys that are still recording music on analog tape, you know, and yeah. And boy, and talk about that's an uphill challenge for.